The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Let's start with Monday Night Football. It was, I can only describe it as a 14-point blowout. The Chiefs win 34-20. It was a one-score game at one point, but it just never felt close to me. The Chiefs were in complete control throughout.
The Chiefs' stats are the manifestation of like an elite front office, elite head coach, elite quarterback. Like, this is a dynasty. I know maybe that's premature for some of you out there. I mean, certainly for not for Pete Sweeney, who thinks the Chiefs can't even lose a game. But I mean, they're so good. I mean, what do you do? Like, Andy Reid, his play calling, he's just like sharp as ever, hasn't lost a step. Mahomes is just like, what do? He's demoralizing because you can't stop him. Did you see stats? Was it just me, or did Lamar Jackson look like visibly frustrated tonight? Like, it's like, what do we do? He was like, there's no answer. I'm just frustrated. I can't. What am I supposed to do?
I think that's definitely part of it. There's a demoralizing aspect to Mahomes when you see him taking, and I can't even exaggerate this. I think it was like a 13-step drop, and he just launches a ball to Tyreek Hill, and no matter what you do, he's just like, oh, I'll take a 16-step drop, or I'll roll out and scramble for a first down. He beats you no matter what. And then when you're on offense and you're Lamar, if you don't score every time, you're screwed.
Yeah. I mean, just again, go back to the play calling too. I mean, you had the shovel pass or the underhanded along the goal line with Mahomes there to the fullback. Andy Reid had the Chiefs throw a touchdown pass to their left tackle, Eric Fisher. It used to be like the old Todd Harriman's play back in Philly. So that was fun to see him pull that one out of the playbook there. So yeah, it's like between Mahomes and again, Reid, who's just like making it look easy for the Chiefs, make it look easy. That's the bottom line. It's just like, it's not even a challenge for them. Honestly, watching the Eagles, as it's so painful stats, it's not fun at all. Like, it's the aesthetic. It's not even just like because they're losing. It's like how they play, the style. And the Chiefs, for them, it's like they're playing a whole different sport than the rest of the NFL.
They were like basically just having fun out there tonight. At one point, they ran a wildcat play. The running back got the snap. Then he gave the ball to Mahomes, who then threw back to the running back. They were just messing around at one point. It was dominant. Mahomes, 385 yards, 4 touchdowns, 133.5 quarterback rating. I mean, that's insanity. Like, it's a scrimmage out there for the Chiefs. It's incredible.
And the Ravens are really good. It's like, this isn't even, I think, an indictment on them. Like, you know, what could you look at them and be like, oh, they're they need to do this. Like, no, like they couldn't do anything. They looked like helpless to me. Like you said, it was like, if Lamar didn't absolutely, you know, be like 100% and kind of take over the game, and then, you know, give the Ravens credit, you know, they were down 17 and they fought back there to pull with what, like within 7. So, you know, they tried, but it didn't matter because it's like, okay, once you score, your defense still has to stop Mahomes and that offense. And it's like, they can't, they just can't. So it's just like, when you're watching that as any fan of not the Chiefs, it's like, how do we have a chance against this team?
I mean, I hate to just lavish them with praise because it's boring, but there's really nothing else to say at this point. I mean, I can't be critical. I am generally a critical person, and I cannot find anything to be critical about with the Chiefs. So I'm going to be critical of the Ravens here. I saw a stat. This is from NFL Research. Since Lamar Jackson was drafted in 2018, they are 0-10 after trailing at halftime, including the playoffs. They are the only team in the NFL without a single win after trailing at halftime in that span.
And I think they're, what, 0-3 now against this Chiefs team, too, of obviously, you know, different, a little bit different iterations. But it's Lamar, you know, against this Mahomes and Andy Reid. And it's like they just have their number. They can't beat him. And that's significant because, I mean, you know, think about the new playoff format. It's only one team now getting that first round bye. And this game could, like, be that, you know, that could be the tiebreaker or the determining factor. And all of a sudden, you know, that's huge. So this is a huge win, you know, not just, like, because it's week three and the Chiefs are, you know, 3-0 now. But it's, like, huge in the sense, like, this could, you know, very much influence the playoff picture already.
That was a good point. I think I can't remember if it was Lewis Riddick or who made it on the broadcast. Somebody brought that up. But, yeah, I mean, these AFC matchups, I mean, Kansas City's got to look at the rest of the conference and say, nobody scares us now. Like, the Ravens were the only one, right? Like, who else is there to challenge the Chiefs in the AFC?
Yeah, I mean, maybe, like, maybe the Steelers, maybe. Yes. Like, I think that's the next, they're the next closest team in my power rankings. But, like, I'm looking here through the rest. I mean, I have the Titans up there, but, like, no, the Chiefs are not afraid of the Titans at all. I mean, especially watching last year's championship game. Maybe the Bills, maybe the Bills. They're like, I don't know. I mean, probably not. But, like, if you're looking for, like, a wild card dark horse, I guess it would have to be them. Is that crazy to say?
It's a little crazy to say, yeah.
But they're probably, I mean, the next closest thing, right?
The Bills could barely handle the Rams. And the Rams are not exactly the Chiefs. Just saying.
It's smooth sailing for them.
I do think Pittsburgh is a good call, though, because we saw in the Chargers game last week, you can, if you can get to Mahomes, obviously that changes everything. And Pittsburgh is incredible at rushing the passer. So they are the ones that I sort of give a chance. And I, you know, Ben, obviously a quarterback, is very good as well. So I would say Pittsburgh is the only remaining team. But yeah, I mean, I can't remember a Super Bowl champion looking this good the next season, especially with no offseason and no training camp and none of that stuff. It's like the Chiefs just never stopped playing from last year. They just keep going.
It's sustainable. Like, everything they have there, it's not like a flash in the pan. And especially as, you know, someone who's watched the Eagles win the Super Bowl and then fail to sustain that success, it's like, you know, this, I said it earlier, like, it's the it's a dynasty in the making. And now they have to win the championships to actually validate that and prove that. But I mean, the pieces are there. It's like, what is the weakness? What is the weakness of the Chiefs? The defense? Yeah, I think you can point to that of being, like, the weakness. Defense still played pretty good tonight. Like, they're, you know, Spags has that unit playing well. It's definitely, you know, the weakest point of the team, but it's still, like, you know, they still come to play. It's not like they're not total pushovers.
The Chiefs did have a little bit of sloppiness tonight. I will say they gave up a kickoff return for a touchdown. They missed a field goal. They missed an extra point. They had a fumble. That's really what kept the Ravens in the game, was basically the non-Patrick Mahomes parts of the teams were not functioning as well as he did. But there was some sloppiness there. But even with that, they still won by two touchdowns. So
I guess we should probably move on from the Chiefs. All the listeners are just demoralized right now, right? They're like, what do we do? What do we do against this team? It's just like the Chiefs are the NFL's team. It's just like, it's their league. Everyone's living in it.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.